Troy Quinn has sung backup for the Rolling Stones and has even been on the popular TV show Glee. Growing up in Connecticut, he says he was influenced by his parents' taste in music. Everything from Barry Manilow to Motown.
My brother and I would do a little show, you know, with combs and microphones, set up in the living room and perform for our friends.
Quinn now lives in Los Angeles and plans to split his time between there and Juneau. He says as a kid, he loved learning new songs, but his background is different from most of his colleagues.
I didn't start taking formal training in music and formal lessons until I was in college, kind of a well-kept secret.
He calls his piano playing skills proficient and has been a longtime member of the choir, but he didn't think of music as a viable career. That is, until a professor at Providence College called on him to conduct in class.
And I had no idea what I was doing, but I was just feeling the music. You know, I'm of the belief that conducting is innate. You either have it or you don't.
Quinn had it, and his career took off from there. He would go on to earn a doctorate in conducting at the University of California's Thornton School of Music. Juno Symphony Board President Bev Smith says Quinn's charisma stood out on stage.
I just loved watching his hands and his graceful way he conducted. I also remember his warmth, that he was very engaging with everybody that he met.
In that performance, Quinn conducted the orchestra without a score. No sheet music to guide him, only the feel. Executive Director Sarah Radke Brown says that's something the audience remembers.
For the whole concert, he had no score in front of him. He did the whole concert from memory. And that really, it not only was it impressive, but it really allowed him to be expressive. And he may not do that for every concert, but he was certainly able to make, a more impactful connection with them for that reason.
After the last conductor, Kyle Wiley Pickett, left for a new job, the Juno Symphony received about 70 applicants. Three of those were selected to perform their own concert in Juno, including Quinn. Radke Brown says they were looking for a conductor who could appeal to a diverse audience.
So many people say that, you know, classical music is dying, that, you know, opera is dying, orchestras are dying. And I think that people like Troy is going to remind people that it's still alive. And there is a lot to offer.
At 31 years old, Quinn says he's comfortable navigating social media, like Facebook.
Because I think that's what's going to reach new audiences. That's vital to the survival, I think, of orchestras for the 21st century and beyond.
He hopes to introduce a new audience to the symphony by taking an interdisciplinary approach. There's a movement in the classical world to shake things up.
You know, the music of Led Zeppelin in an orchestral setting. You know, I think that's all great because if people come in to see something like that that appeals to them, and we can then offer them a Beethoven symphony as well, and that's how they may get involved.
Quinn says he's interested in incorporating film clips or having dancers perform the symphony's music. Whenever possible, he wants the arts community in Juno to be a part of that. And if his iTunes playlist is any indication, what he'll bring is eclectic.
Beethoven 5 is on my iPod, Usher, and Alicia Keys. It's all music. It's all good. We just need to, you know, have a common denominator so that people can be exposed to some more of the classics.
Quinn starts the new season as conductor with the Juno Symphony in October. In Juno, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.